In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday today, July the 10th. Great as always to have you along, everybody. There was a whole lot of theater and some modicum of surprise in President Trump's nomination last night of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. What's coming next is going to be absolutely no surprise at all, mostly because it's already started. The 24/7, 360-degree, when-will-it-end onslaught of political advertising from those for and against Kavanaugh's nomination. Over the next couple of months, give or take, tens of millions of dollars, more in reality, is going to be spent to influence the people who will decide whether or not Kavanaugh gets that job. Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going.
The orchestra, the earnestness, the call to action. They're here.
Call your senators and tell them to oppose Trump's extreme nominee. Stop Brett Kavanaugh.
That ad from Demand Justice, a progressive group, was out last night. So was this one from Judicial Crisis Network, a conservative advocacy group.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is the best of the best. Strong and independent, he applies the Constitution just as it was written.
Both groups plan to spend millions on TV, radio, and digital ads in the run-up to confirmation hearings. So does Americans for Prosperity, a conservative group funded by the Koch brothers. Sarah Field is vice president of judicial strategy. She says,
everything we do is done with the focus of where we can make an impact. Our sense is that we can make the biggest impact in North Dakota, West Virginia, Indiana.
Red states, with Democratic senators who voted for Trump's first Supreme Court pick, Justice Neil Gorsuch, and are up for re-election. But the states that are likely to be most bombarded with ads? Alaska and Maine, home to Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, both supporters of abortion rights and the politicians most likely to tip the balance.
This is the Super Bowl for us, so we're putting every resource we have into it.
Lori Kenny is the communications director for Alliance for Justice, a progressive group. She says her organization has been digging through Kavanaugh's records.
We do have lawyers and researchers here who are literally reading thousands of pages of cases around the clock.
Combing through Kavanaugh's media appearances, law review articles, even his social media, anything that'll give her group more fodder for more ads. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.